Today is November 5th, 1969, and I'm interviewing a Navajo student that goes to the University of New Mexico. He's going to remain anonymous. Oh, I what did you think of the NCAI convention?
I didn't think it was that great because the Navajos weren't represented. You know, I mean, if we were represented there, I think it would have been a better convention because the Navajos didn't have a large say in it. It was just a matter of these different other tribes, and since we are the largest tribe, I think we should have had a say in it.
Why do you think that the Navajos weren't represented that much?
Well, from what I've got, the Navajos, you see, are the largest tribe. And NCAI is supposed to be on a proportional basis, and you have representative as the amount of people you have enrolled in your tribe. And I heard that the Navajo tribe weren't going to be represented. Like some of these tribes only have 18 representatives, and they're only about 2,000. And like the Navajos are represented about 120,000, they're only going to have 18 representatives. And I think that's one holdback that the Navajo tribes aren't in it.
What did you think of the radicals that were down there and the pickets against Hickel?
I think it was pretty good because I was one of them.
what do you think of red power?
Red power, I don't think I really understand the concept behind red power. But I guess what I could say behind red power, what I learned at Boulder during the summer was that he was trying to better the Indians, in the U.S. society. It's nothing, it's not like compared to black power, black power is, radical and everything. I don't think that's what red power is. I think we have to, red power is kind of approaching things slowly, not like the blacks are doing, but, kind of educating ourselves and trying to better ourselves, I guess you could say.
What do you think is the best way for Indians to gain more influence in the government?
Like I said, just kind of educate and get ourselves placed up there, work our way up. Because, like, right now the U.S. government aren't going to place us in high position. We have to work from the bottom up, and the higher we get, on this ladder, I think we can appoint people down below, and I think from there we can, it's just putting yourself in that position where you're qualified for it, Then you have to kind of have a two-face about it, like you say you're going to do this thing, make the other people, the society, U.S. believe you, but actually you have this other thing in mind, that it's just all kind of like a two-faced deal. Because if you really come out and say what you feel, I don't think the U.S. government will like that. But I think this view will have to be hidden for a while until you get in there and kind of, I guess, cheat the government in a way, you'd say.
What are your opinions of Hickel?
Hickel, I think, is a fickle, to tell you the truth, because from what I've heard, he's cheated the Alaskan Indians a lot, and I don't think that's really fair, and I don't know, I just don't like the guy. That's all there is to it.
Well, other politicians like Ted Kennedy, Agnew Bruce, do you think that they're really concerned with the Indians and that they really want to help them, or are they just politicians?
Kennedy's, I'm a loyal Kennedy supporter, so I really kind of, dig on those guys. I think Ted and Robert has done a lot for the Indians, but for the others, I guess, I don't know that much about Agnew, He's just kind of on the scene at the moment, so I don't really know that much about him. And Bruce, I don't know where they got him at, some obscure guy from New York, I guess. I don't think he really understands the Indian problems, even though he's Indian himself. I've never heard of the person. I think we should have somebody like Robert Bennett was pretty good. I think somebody like him would have been neat. But Ted Kennedy and Robert Kennedy, I think, have done a lot for the Indian people, and I don't know, I support them more than I do those other politicians.
Can you think of anybody that you would like to have as commissioner?
Not right at hand, not at the moment. But we need somebody better than Bruce, though. That's for sure.
Are there any state officials that are friendly to the Indians? Like Governor Cargo or whoever.
Cargo belongs in the same boat as Hickel and Nixon, I guess. Well, not especially Nixon, I guess Bruce and all those guys. I just have this personal dislike about Cargo. I mean, I never did like him ever since he ran for office. I don't think he's done anything for the Indians. It's just, I don't know. He's just a no good guy. But I think who's really done a lot for the Indian people here in New Mexico is Senator Montoya. That guy I like, you know, I think is okay, but I just hope Montoya beats Cargo in the senatorial election. I guess.
What should the university what should the university do for American Indian students?
The university, I think they should incorporate here on the university, especially, you know, what Kiva Club is doing here on campus. You know, have an American Indian Studies program here. I think we'll bring more Indian students here if we have this American Indian Studies program. And like, I'm going into history and social studies, and I think I'd like to, you know, learn more about this Indian history and everything like that. I think it's a great idea, and I think the university should offer the Indian students, well, any minority group here on campus, their own type of program they want, you know, and let the students make it up themselves, you know, and then let the university approve it, so this thing will be, you know, all a student deal. That we need some kind of American Indian Studies program here at the university.
Do you feel that is there any discrimination on campus against American Indian students?
I haven't noticed any really, but well, privately, some students do. You know, some white kids. Well, you know, they have this dislike about Indians and all. But I think the university itself, I don't think, you know, the top official, I don't think they discriminate against Indians.
Are Indian students accepted as equals by whites and Chicanos and blacks?
No, not by whites. Chicanos and blacks, I think we are, you know, I think we kind of all have this thing like we're fighting for the same thing, you know, basically the same thing. Like, I get along a lot better with Chicanos than I do with white kids. And, I don't know, white kids kind of look down on you or something like that, that they think you're inferior or something, I guess.
Are Indian students prepared for college, or like, did they get a good high school education?
I think this comes into thinking about BIA schools and public school and parochial schools. I think the public school kids are more suited for the university and parochial schools too, I guess, since they have this higher academic grade or something than the BIA schools. Like, I have cousins that attended BIA schools, and I don't think they're really qualified to enter college. In fact, none of them have entered college. And the kids that have entered college from our family are all from public schools, and they're making it okay. But I think it all depends on, you know, what school you come from. But if you're from BIA school, I think you need a few more years of schooling.
Did you go to public school all your life, or did you enter boarding schools?
I went to public school all my life. I'm thankful for that, too.
Well, what's your opinion about BIA? Well, you just said that. I mean, do you have anything else to say about BIA schools? I mean, the way they're organized now?
Yeah. Well, back home, they take all these little kids off the reservation. They send them to these public schools. And I don't like the idea behind that. And I wish that, you know, they put more schools on the reservation, you know, day schools, where the kids, that you know, they're just learning, you know, six to 10 years old, I guess, are sent away from their parents 9 months out of the year, and I don't think that's too great. And I wish they'd, I don't know, get a better higher academic rating or something like that, and kind of, you know, press down on the BIA officials or something like that.
When Indian leader protested that graduates of BIA schools were answered that one. Same thing. Some complain that BIA teachers are often a bunch of old ladies, that they don't know their subject, and that they don't care about the students, and that they don't care if students learn or not. In your opinion, is that true or not?
A bunch of old ladies. I don't know about that, because from back home, from where I'm from, there's a BIA school, and they're not just a bunch of old ladies. They're kind of young teachers, and I think maybe the younger they get, maybe the BIA schools will tend to get better. But at the rate they're going, you know, they're, you know, improving a little bit, but still they're kind of behind. But I think they should kind of concentrate more, I guess.
Do you think that BIA schools should remain on the reservation?
No, I don't think so. Because like they say, the federal government is all trying to do something for us, and the federal government is really trying to help us. I think they should, they're somewhere in Congress, they're bound to come up with some kind of funds to put public schools on the reservations. And these, I guess they should shut down BIA schools completely. But they say they need BIA schools because on reservation things are so remote. But I think if they get schools in there and support from these top people, I think they can do it.
How should the Navajo tribe get involved in this?
First, by getting rid of Raymond Nakai, that's for sure. And put somebody in there who knows something that's going on, you know, and stop. I think Raymond Nakai is a BIA puppet, to tell you the truth. That I think we should get somebody that can get in there and can tell the official what they think, you know, get down, really bear down on them, that we want these things and we want them done, you know, right now, that we can't wait around any longer. And I think we need somebody in there that has to tell these BIA officials off, you know, that we're not scared of them, we can stand up to them. Maybe that's up to us as youth, I guess. I really don't know, but I think we need somebody in there to tell the BIA what we need, you know, that we won't be backing down anymore.
Should Indians join protest movements?
By protest movement, I think that what you asked, I think it's something like what the blacks are doing, so, you know, something violent or something like that. I don't think that's really suited for the American Indians. I think we have to go like Martin Luther King Jr. said, you know, in a peaceful way or something. Don't really try to be violent. Like, I guess the blacks are really kind of violent and everything like that, and they're not getting too much done. I mean, they're progressing, but not as much as they like to. And I think if people were more, you know, generally quiet about things, you know, not really quiet, but, you know, kind of raise their voice a little bit or something, I think things will get done. But I don't think an Indian should really join protests like the blacks, you know, like riots and all like that. I don't think that's suited for the American Indian.
Some organizations right now that are in existence, like NIYC and NCAI, etc., how do you feel, I mean, how effective are they?
Well, I'm a member of NIYC, and I like the deal behind it, and I wish more youth, American Indian youth across the nation would join it, you know. They'd learn a lot from it. I think NIYC is doing a lot, because I was with them during the summer, you know, we presented all these demands, you know, to the federal government, you know, like here in Albuquerque. And I think if we would do it more, I think they'll see our view a little more. But I think, well, NCIA is just a bunch of old people to me. I think the youth should have a place in NCIAI somewhere in there. I think we should have a voice in NCAI. But right now, the only voice that the youth have is with NIYC or something like that I know of. I think the youth should be more involved in it.
During the recent NCAI convention, do you feel that the youth, well, maybe they didn't have much of a voice, but do you think they had more of a voice than they have had before?
I think so, yeah. I think maybe the leaders of NCAI are finally realizing that pretty soon it will be up to us, the youth, that will be directing the American Indian soon. I think the sooner they realize this, the sooner we'll have a voice in it, and I think it'll make things for the better, I guess.
What else does NIYC do for you?
Well, I went to a workshop up in Boulder, and I learned a lot up there, you know, I've never before thought of, you know, that was going on, and I don't know, it just set my mind on a different course, I guess. I don't know if it's the right course, but I don't know. I just feel better about the whole thing. I think I've learned more from NIYC than anything else.
Should we have more colleges for Indian students like Navajo Community College out at Minifarm?
I don't really know. From what I've heard, Minifarms is not too big of a success. And I've talked to a lot of kids from Minifarms, and they don't like the school. You know, they're itching to get off it, I guess you could say, because so many kids from my hometown are going to school there, and they say there's nothing there for them, that they don't like it. And if they're going to have future colleges like this, I propose that, you know, it'd be better set or something like that. That I don't think Navajo Community College is really working out like what they planned it. Maybe on paper it was all right, but, you know, in real life I don't think it's that great.
Do you mean the academic rating of it, or is that, can you specify?
Yeah, I guess academic, socially, and it's just not that great from what I've heard. That it's just a for anybody to go there, it's just easy, you know. There's, I mean, easy, I mean by that, it's no sweat, you know, like here on the, here at UNM. That, and also social life, there's nothing out there. So I think if they're going to put an Indian college, I think it has to be in there.